Welcome to another Sunday Spotlight Show, shining a light on the artists and their music. This is Sunday Spotlight with Abby. I'm gonna be
Abby here with you this afternoon, and joining me today for Sunday Spotlight is someone whose voice you've been hearing on a track that's been on high rotation here at the station. Left the 99 from the incredible Youth Alive crew. Ethan Beers, the vocalist behind that powerful performance, and is chatting with me today. Ethan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be talking to you. It's an honor. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. We have been listening to Left the 99 for, the better part of this year, I think. And we love it. Left the 99, it has such a raw, redemptive message, I think, is probably the best way I personally would describe it. What was it like stepping into that story as a vocalist?
Yeah, Left the 99. I remember it was last year sometime, at the beginning of last year. And I was in my bedroom studio with my friend, and we started making this, like, indie pop type of beat, and at that time I was reading in the scripture the story of Jesus being depicted as like the shepherd and leaving the 99 to find just the one. And I felt like that story really related to me in different seasons of life that I've been through, where I've really needed to come back home. And it's a constant, I feel like, relationship with God for me is like almost a daily, you know, coming home and relationship with him of just like, he comes to me and I come to him, and it's like a daily meeting in the secret place. And so, yeah, I felt like it was a really important message for the youth to know that there was a place and a God that loves them and is relentless in his pursuit for them, that he would go out of his way and leave the 99 just to find the one that they're that important to him. And so that was kind of where that song was birthed out of, and out of that passage in scripture.
The story of Jesus leaving the 99 for the one tends to be a common story that you hear about. In writing it, like when you were sitting down to create the song and it happened to be this very thing that you were reading about, did it kind of bring on a new meaning in where you're at today?
Yeah, no, 100%. I feel like it's definitely a part of my testimony. Like when I was younger, I definitely have strayed at times from my relationship with God. And I went through some really hard things in life and trials in life that I felt like I was so desperate for something, almost like the prodigal son story in Luke 15, where he comes to a point where he's so desperate that all he can do is just run home to his father because there's no other option. And for me, I've been through that before. And so that's always been a big part of my testimony of like returning back to God. Yeah, that was definitely intertwined into this song, I feel like, coming from when I wrote it out of that kind of perspective as well. And I feel like it's a really important message that I feel like a lot of the youth and a lot of people will relate to. It's important.
What's the one thing that you hope people take away when they hear the track?
First of all, I feel like the track, especially when in a worship context, it's less what we take away, but it's more of a praise song to him for leaving the 99 to find us. And so I feel like it's less something that I want to gain from the song for myself. It's more I want to give glory to God and give something to him through this song. You know, the first verse being like, I've been in the wilderness, I've seen giants rise and fall, but still could never leave my soul in a wreck. That's kind of like the testimony of where I've been. Yeah. And then the chorus is, I will lift my hands up high, you're worthy every single time. You saw me wandering through the night and you didn't think twice, you left the 99. It's just like, I don't want to gain anything from singing this song. I want it to just be praise to the Lord for what he's done for me in my life and where he's brought me and where I've come from and where I am now. If there was a takeaway for a young kid or for a youth or for anyone listening to this song, I feel like the message would be that there is a God that is relentlessly pursuing them and that loves them more than they could ever humanly comprehend. All they have to do is just, run to him, and they can just come to him, and they don't have to be anything. They don't have to clean themselves up first. They can come as they are. Yeah, I feel like that would be the main takeaway. And then the chorus just being so, like, praise the Lord for what he's done.
Yeah.
I think it's just, really awesome.
It's such an important message, I think, for youth today to, like, know that.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep. Okay, so I want to kind of take a step back. And I need your help to break this down a little bit for us. So am I right in that you do create essentially your own music, but are you also a part of the Youth Alive crew?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I create my own music. I have my own artistry, Ethan Beer.
Yep.
And then I also write songs and create music for Youth Alive and am a part of the band there. So.
Okay, so for those that might not know, can you help explain what is Youth Alive and how did you get involved with Youth Alive?
Yeah, Youth Alive is like an organization for, you know, the youth. And it's kind of like this non-denominational organization that unites youth groups from all over Australia. Yeah, they put on like events and festivals and conferences, all sorts of things that really empower the youth, and a lot of evangelical stuff, and it's awesome, and they put out music, and they have the Youth Alive band, which is what I'm a part of. So
I think that's so good, though, like such a way to empower youth to not just like know God and make God known, but to be able to do that through music. I think that is so awesome.
No, I think it's really, really cool, because especially in a world where, you know, there's so much distraction in all of the music that we listen to now, it's just none of it glorifies God. And it's just like, everywhere you look is just like paths that are leading astray from the word and from what is true. And so, it's like a complete honor to be able to be a part of something that, puts out music into the world that does glorify God and that kids still enjoy to listen to.
Yeah.
And that isn't just like, you know, the old hymns and like, you know, almost making Christian music cool to listen to, which is really cool. And I think, it's a real privilege to be part of.
So when you guys come together for either like a recording session or maybe it's a concert or performance, like how many of you are there that are actually part of the Youth Alive organization?
I would say a part of like kind of the bands that is on a lot of the time, I think there's around maybe 15 or so of us.
Okay.
That's a ballpark guess.
Yeah, okay.
But it's awesome.
That's so cool. So I want to take it back then. I'm assuming that your music career or even your love for music or talent for music started before Youth Alive. Can you just walk us through the journey of how you stepped into music?
Yeah, well, I grew up in a Christian household, and my dad was a pastor, and he was a phenomenal musician as well. Actually, his claim to fame is that he played trumpet on the Hillsong Shout to the Lord album.
I mean, that's awesome, though.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. It's quite the flex, actually, he's got there. But, so I grew up all around, you know, music and that kind of, you know, environment. And then when I was young, I was, like, in a bunch of choirs at school and stuff and discovered that I could sing, which was, which was awesome. And I started getting into musical theater when I was young, which is funny. I loved that. But I got to a point when I was around 12 or 13 where I started writing songs, and I started learning guitar when I was 12, and I found a real passion for, all I would do was sit around all day and write songs and write songs and write songs. Yeah. I ended up winning a singing competition when I was younger that, gave me a free flight to LA for a bit.
Wow.
And, I did a bunch of music and recording over there, and I just fell in love with the industry, with creating music. And, ever since then, I've been writing music for my own stuff, but also for other artists and things like Youth Alive and things that glorify God, and just being able to, you know, share my story and my testimony through music and see how that affects people and how that impacts people's lives is like, I feel that that's the calling on my life and what I want to do for the rest of my life, hopefully.
Yeah.
And so yeah, that's how I ended. Very short story. That's how I really got into music. And so, yeah, now I basically just write songs for a living, which is fun.
So I kind of have two questions out of that. The first one being, like, how do you balance being a part of Youth Alive while also maintaining this solo career that you now have as well?
Yeah, well, I feel like my solo career, it more leans towards the mainstream, like, pop kind of realm. And I feel like that's important because I feel like we need Christians in every genre and every space of music and, you know, every type of creative field. But, yeah, I want it's more like pop music type sort of stuff that I can express myself in that way through my solo artistry. And if people find my music and they like my music, because, you know, there's people that aren't Christian that will listen to a song on the radio, they're not going to put on a Christian song because they're not Christian. Yeah. But if they put on a song that's like, I don't know, a nice love song that they didn't even know was actually about God, it's like, I feel like there can be an anointing on that and God can be doing a work in their hearts and they don't even know about it. And then if they end up liking my music and they maybe search me up and see me on an interview like this or something talking about God, there's just like, I feel like I love artists like Forrest Frank and these people that they make music that sometimes you wouldn't even know is about God. Yeah. But then you see them in a live concert and they're doing altar calls at the concert.
Yeah, 100%.
So cool that I can express myself in that way and almost use it as a evangelical tool. And then for the people that are Christians, and I have this awesome stream through Youth Alive where I can write songs that are just praise and worship to God, and it being like explicitly that genre and type of music. So I actually really love the balance that Youth Alive provides, that I can do both, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. The second question was very similarly, but a little bit different. How do you balance staying authentic when leading through music as well as the performance aspect of things?
Yeah, well, I think that for me, it is a journey of finding the balance between, you know, even feeling a conviction of like Christians, should we even be performing? Like, what I mean? And I remember my mom when I was young, around 14, I think I was about to do one of my first big shows. That was for my own music. I think it was in front of like 2,000 people, and it was the biggest thing I'd ever done, and I was really scared. And I remember my mom told me, and I've always remembered this, that that I have an audience of one alone, and I've always kept that really, really close to my heart, that whenever I'm on a stage, whenever I'm doing anything in front of a lot of people, it's so easy to like do it for the validation of others. But when you keep your mindset and you have your identity so rooted in, you know, before I'm a musician, before I'm a, you know, a performer, before I'm a songwriter, before I'm a brother or anything, before I have any earthly title, I'm first and foremost a child of God. And that is my main identity. That's the one that is the most important. And when I'm so deeply rooted in that identity, everything else just flows from that. And so suddenly I don't care about the validation of anyone in the crowd, because the only validation I care about is the one, which is the Father, and the Father and the one that created me. And so when you're on stage and you only care about, you know, that audience of one, suddenly doesn't matter how many people are in the crowd or anything, it's less of a performance and it just becomes worship, you know? And I think that, you know, sometimes it's really good to have fun and to praise and be in a worship mosh pit like we do at youth events and stuff, and to jump around and to yell and scream and praise the Lord. I think that's biblical, to shout to the Lord and to do all of these things. But yeah, it is important to make sure that it at the core and the heart of it is about reaching the lost and not performing to the people, but almost having a sacrifice of praise to the Lord.
Yeah, that's really good. Would love to hear kind of where you're at today. So any projects you're working on, anything that you're allowed to share that we can be expectant of or on the lookout for?
I actually just signed a deal with a really awesome label over in Nashville.
Oh.
And so, yeah, that's been really exciting. I've been going back and forth over there and doing a lot of writing and recording.
Okay.
And I have a new song coming out in 4 weeks called Eyes for You. And it's really, yeah, I'm really excited for it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. And then, yeah, just probably going to be releasing maybe one song a month after that, and just like slowly releasing a bunch of new music under my own solo artistry stuff, which is really exciting. And then Youth Alive, actually Wonderworld, is this big event that we do once a year where thousands of youth come out, and it's just a big music event with praise and worship. It's awesome.
That's so good.
And I've got a song coming out with Youth Alive, and we're going to be recording it at Wonderworld, which is really, really exciting. So yeah, that's what's coming up in the near future for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
If there is a worship song or artist outside of Youth Alive or your own music, is there one that's been speaking to you the most right now or in this season that you're in?
I have been loving all of the music that Joel Barnes, I don't know if you know Joel Barnes.
Yeah.
He's, phenomenal writer, phenomenal worship leader. And he has one song right now called Altar, and it's been just like touching me lately. It's been awesome. And so I've been loving his music. And I also, I love everything that Elevation is doing right now. It's just been awesome. I really, really connect and with their music. And also a bit of a throwback, but I don't know if you've heard of United Pursuit.
Yes.
But I love United Pursuit stuff. So I feel like when I'm writing Western music and stuff, I draw from all those types of inspirations, which is cool.
Yeah, some really good artists that you listed there. Is there a moment when performing or recording with Youth Alive that has really stuck with you to this day, whether it be something that you learned or just a fun moment or experience that you got to have for the first time?
For sure. Well, actually, what I was mentioning before about before I'm a performer or a songwriter or any of these things, I'm first and foremost, a son of God.
Yeah.
That was something that I learnt while last year we were doing a conference called For the Youth Con, and I was leading, and there was a point where I was like flat on my face on the stage, just like in the presence, and the worship was going over time, and we were just like soaking, and that moment has really stuck with me with the Lord, where he told me in that moment, I remember him really pressing on my heart that I was a son of God before I was anything else. And that for me has been a massive lesson and a big takeaway. And I always find myself bringing it up and coming back to that place, which is why I bring it up on this call. And even just before I did a podcast, literally this morning I was on a podcast and brought it up again, because it's just like, it's so near to my heart that I have to remember what my identity is. And that actually came from a Youth Alive conference, and that was probably the most impactful moment for me.
Such an important thing to remember. It's so good. If you had a tour bus,
oh my goodness,
who would you want to be the DJ on the bus?
Okay.
So who's helping you get hyped up for your concerts? Who is keeping the party going once you're done? Like, who would you want to be controlling the music on the bus as you get ready?
Oh, I've got to think about this one. This is the toughest question on this whole interview. Who would I want to be the DJ? You know what? It's got to be Marshmello.
All right.
Do you know Marshmello?
Yeah.
It's got to be Marshmello.
Yeah, a very good DJ.
Yeah, once Marshmello gets into Christian music, that's going to go crazy.
Game changer. That's so good. Yeah, such a good answer. And then something similarly, when performing with Youth Alive, who in the band, I mean, could be anyone. We're still slowly introducing to the listeners all the different performers, but of the band would be the most likely to forget either their mic and or their instrument?
Oh, my goodness. Eden Todd.
All right.
If you meet Eden Todd, you'll understand why.
So good. Thank you so much, Ethan. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
No worries at all.
See you later.
Yep. Thanks for tuning in to another Sunday Spotlight. Don't forget, you can tune in for another one every Sunday from 12 to 3 p.m.